Which brings us to agenda item number two, which is permits, projects over 500,000 with no objections and staff recommendations for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Sir, Commissioner Bull, Commission members, this project that we have on the agenda, we have one item, has been subjected to our normal public interest review. We have had no objections, and staff has recommended approval. The item on the agenda today is for the U.S. Coast Guard. They're requesting authorization to place approximately 25,000 cubic yards of sandy dredge material along 2,200 linear feet of the York River shoreline as beach nourishment, and the overboard disposal of approximately 50,000 cubic yards of bottom material from the Wormley Creek Federal Project Channel at the Wolf Trap Alternate Disposal Site in the Chesapeake Bay. In this case, we're recommending approval for a one-time placement of the material at the Wolf Trap Alternate Disposal Site, but not as a long-term site for future material from the Wormley Creek Federal Channel. The material may only be placed at the Wolf Trap Alternate Disposal Site between April 1 and November 30, and a turbidity curtain shall be deployed during placement of material along the York River shoreline. I'd like to note for the Commission that the Wolf Trap Alternate Site was originally designated as an overboard placement site for material from the Baltimore channels that run through Virginia in 1981. That was done as a result of administrative approval through the Secretary of Commerce and Secretary of Transportation at the time, working with the state of Maryland to facilitate the deepening of the Baltimore channels. The site's been used periodically since then by the Norfolk District and the Baltimore District for those Baltimore channels, but occasionally we see a project come along where there's a proposal to use the site for other materials such as Wormley Creek. We have become increasingly concerned about the Wolf Trap site because it's in the crab sanctuary and the effect that continued use of the site would have on crab resources in the Commonwealth and in the Lower Bay. So in this case, the channel into the Coast Guard facility is much needed. We felt like a one-time continued use of the site for the Coast Guard project was reasonable. But we do think it's important for us at the staff level to continue working with the Norfolk District to identify alternative placement sites for other materials that they might want to put at the Wolf Trap site. And just as an aside, we're also working with the Baltimore District to try and identify possible alternate sites to use of the Wolf Trap site and possibly beneficial use of dredge material in the future. So that's an ongoing effort. I just wanted to make you aware of some of the details associated with the Wolf Trap site and a little bit of the history that led to its use and designation in 1981. If you have any questions, I or my staff will be happy to try and answer those.
Any questions from the commission?
No, sir.
I move we approve the consent agenda item.
Let's hold that for 1 second here. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed.
I move we approve the agenda item.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.